Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you on location in Oak Glen. Every year in September, the family and I, we go out and go apple picking. Love it, love it, love it. We get the greatest pictures. Even though we spend like $50 on apples, which is absolutely ridiculous, I guess we're just paying for the experience. Okay. So, the reason for my question of the week. I got a video question today, and I love this woman's creativity. Like, she just cut through all the BS because I get so many emails with people who have questions, and I can't always get to them. So, she put a message to Crystal and Karazin. And yes, trolls, I know you do it too, but I just ignore you. But she had a really interesting question, and I'm going to just cut to the audio really quickly so that you can hear exactly what she's saying, and then I can give a response.
What I want to explain to you is something that I've noticed is a lot of black men all of a sudden are trying to shame black women about hopping the fence to white men. And what I mean by black men are trying to shame black women is when they say, oh, dark-skinned black women that have problems with colorism should not date white men because if they produce kids with white men, they'll have those same light-skinned daughters that they are having issues with. Because, black men figure that dark-skinned black women have issues with colorism, and they have the nerve to say, well, we as dark-skinned black women shouldn't go to white men because we're going to produce those same light-skinned mixed women or just light-skinned black women that they feel like we are jealous of. And I find it strange because black men are just now realizing that dating interracially is wrong. They feel like dating interracially is wrong when black women do it. But there are a lot of black men out here that are getting with white women and producing those same light-skinned black women or mixed women that dark-skinned black women have to compete with. So, in a way, black men are saying that if dark-skinned black women have colorism issues, they shouldn't date white men because white men will give them those same light-skinned babies that dark-skinned black women are inferior of. And on another note, black men are getting with white women and producing the same thing. So it's like it's wrong when black women do it, but it's justified and cool when black men do it.
Okay, so let's take the first point. The sudden concern with black women dating interracially, especially black women who raise issues about colorism. So let's take me for example, because I know the person who is starting to perpetuate this philosophy and school of thought and stream of hypocritical and self-serving logic. I know who he is. He knows who I am, and I'm sure he's listening to this right now. So this is for you. This is the height of hypocrisy. To be concerned, and I put that in quotes, but my hands are full, so you just have to imagine me putting them in quotes. The height of hypocrisy when you are so concerned about black women washing out blackness, particularly the black women who are concerned with colorism. You're saying that, well, when you date and you marry and you mate with white men, you are creating the very women that you have a problem with. Now, here's the thing. I don't have anything against light-skinned women who had absolutely 100% no control over how they were brought into the world. My issue has always been the perpetuation of colorism in mate selection, is particularly when it comes to black women who want to exclusively date black men. Now, colorism is not so much of an issue if you open up all of your options, because guess what? There's going to be somebody who appreciates how dark you are. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, in America, there seems to be a widespread contempt for black women with dark skin. I mean, this is irrefutable. So I don't want to spend a whole lot of time justifying my statement. A simple Google search will reveal the key proponent of dark-skinned women being at the bottom of the barrel. We all know who he is, and I'm just not going to mention his name. Okay, so here's where it's hypocritical, and I'm going to get really specific. A lot of black men come to my channel and say, this whole swirling thing is ridiculous. Black men swirl at twice the rate that black women do, and everybody wants us, and this is just pathetic. Black women are pathetic. Okay, so the trolls are right in that 24% of black men marry interracially. And overall, 43% of black men marry at all. So you have to take 43% and then divide it into 24%. And then you kind of see where that stands. And they are creating the very offspring that you propose that will be competition for darker skinned black women. So in other words, you have black women who are marrying and mating at 12%, and you have black men who are mating and marrying interracially at 24%. Who's making more babies? Who's making more mixed babies who are lighter skinned, who tend to be lighter skinned with looser coiled hair? Is it black women or is it black men? I think we all know the answer to that. So why is there so much concern with the black women who are dating and mating and marrying interracially when black men, according to them and according to the statistics, they are absolutely correct. They are the ones who are creating these mixed race children at twice the rate. So again, if black women all of a sudden today stopped intermarrying with white men, stopped mating with white men, the competition would not go away. Dark-skinned women, quote unquote, would be competing with lighter-skinned women if they want the type of man who's hypersensitive to hue and the color of people's skin. So if you want to compete for a man like that, then you're going to have a whole lot to contend with. Because here's the thing. Us producing mixed race girls does not narrow the competition or the competitive field romantically for black women who specifically want to date black men. Because you know what? You're competing with Ming Ling, with Becky, with Rocio, with Sunita. You are competing with them anyway because they're open to dating everyone. So this whole argument that's being proposed is preposterous. And it's just another okey-doke, another way to guilt black women into being brood mares for the black race, where black men can date whoever they want and mate with whoever they want, and their kids are going to be, according to them, black. But when black women marry white men, are those kids black? Well, they're half black, but here's the problem. Black women and white men have a higher level of income. Married black men and I'm sorry, married black women and white men have a higher level of income than that of black men and white women. They also have a 44% less likeliness of divorce. That is significant. So basically, if white men marry black women, they statistically have a better chance of staying married to a black woman than women even in their own race. That is astounding. Totally astounding. Now, when you combine that with high levels of income, so these people are not going to be living, hand to mouth. They're not going to be living on the system. They're high earners. And most likely, the children of these unions are going to have intact homes where their fathers are around. So, what happens to the daughters of these unions who are in higher income areas and who have a present father? You know what happens. They're not bombarded with all of the responsibilities that the black community puts on to black women. They're not even checking for that. They are the carefree, mixed race black girls, mixed race black and white girls, multiracial girls, who date whoever they want, and they are not guilted into dating exclusively black men. And the fathers are there and present, and they're doting on them. So this is the issue. The issue, I believe, the real concern is cutting off sexual access to the future light-skinned, curly-haired offspring of black women and non-black men. These guys are concerned that sexual access will be cut off to them because the black women and white men who produce biracial girls aren't necessarily going to be checking for them. So I want you to understand, ladies, what these men are doing. They want black women, particularly dark-skinned black women, to continue to be brood mares for the black community. They want us to continue to produce black sons and black daughters so that they can have the access that they desire. And this is all driven by a lot of it. I would say 90% of it is driven by sexual access. Black men who produce biracial girls with white women are indoctrinated into all of the black community rhetoric, indoctrination. A lot of them will only mate and marry with other black men and being told by their fathers to do so. So there's plenty of sexual access to biracial girls by black men and white women. However, less likely by black women and white men. And that is the problem. That is the issue. Because again, I have absolutely no interest in competing with light-skinned women for men who are colorist. Whether I was married or not, I have just come to the point where why would I want a man who may think I'm okay looking, but that I would look really, really good if my skin was more yellow and my curls were looser? Why would I want a man like that? And I think that biracial girls who are being raised by black mothers, particularly those of a darker hue, are not imbibed with the colorist notion of lighter is better. I know I'm going to just give you an example. My middle daughter, Chloe, she's 12 years old. She's got hair almost to her waist, and it's coily, like those really long, loose coils. Absolutely gorgeous hair, beautiful skin, and I'm not just saying because it's light, but she does have, beautiful skin. She's got a, she's a pretty girl. I volunteer at her school, and I host little writing clinics for the class. And her schoolmates love me. And so she's going through puberty, and she's saying to herself, "Mom, I'm just not as pretty as you. Like, you just, you're so pretty, and I think that's why everybody likes you." And I'm looking at her, and I don't say this to her, but I'm looking at her and thinking, in my world, in the colorist world that I grew up in, she would automatically be more beautiful than I am, just on default because her skin is lighter and her hair is has a looser curl to pattern, and it's longer. It grows longer than mine. It would just be a default. But in the world that we live in, the non-colorist world, nobody is making that distinction to her. And I'd like to keep it that way. I know that eventually stuff like that leaks in. The poison is insidious, but for the most part, it hasn't touched my daughters. And part of it is because I'm not associating myself around colorist people. I'm not associating my family around colorist people. And my husband is not colorist. So that, I think, is the fear that these men have. It's really all about cutting off sexual access to biracial girls. That's all it is. That's all it is. Absolutely. So that's it. I hope that I have answered the question that my fan proffered to me in a way that's comprehensive. I'm going to go ahead and put links to all of the data that I talk about because I think that it's important to fight these types of notions with real hard data. So I want to make sure that you're looking in the comment section so you can get links to that data so that when you hear that these notions that are proffered up and trying to guilt black women, you're going to say, you need to take a look at this video right here. And it's all right here. I want you guys to be critically thinking. I want you guys, you women and men who watch my channel, I want you to think critically about what opponents of black women who date interracially have. And I want you to always ask yourself, cui bono, who benefits from black women limiting their options? Who benefits? Is it you? Is it you as a dark-skinned black woman where, you know, collectively black Americans have contempt over? Who benefits from you having the impression that no one else will have you? And once you realize who benefits, and it ain't you, I think your perspective is going to change a little bit. Okay, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach out at Crystallin, Christelyn at beyondblackwhite.com. All right, so I'm gonna go pick some more apples. Ciao.